I've been hearing about how the pandemic is slowing the delivery of supplies to local businesses for a while. My partner works for a small coffee company, and we have friends who own businesses too. But all of a sudden this past weekend, wow, everyone I talked to had a story about how supply chain problems are affecting their business or even a nonprofit. What's global is local. That's our story of the day.
Story of the Day is supported by Jernabi Coffee House in Potsdam, New York, proudly serving locally roasted coffee since 2008, 11 Maple Street in Potsdam, and online at jernabi.com.
Hey there, I'm Celia Clark. It's Wednesday, November 24th. First up, health officials in the Glen Falls area are warning of a surge in COVID cases and deaths, particularly among the unvaccinated. Glen Falls Hospital said yesterday it's seeing more COVID patients than ever before in the pandemic, and those people are sicker than health officials have seen in the last year and a half. More than 50 people are in the hospital with COVID-19, the vast majority of whom are unvaccinated. And while Warren County has one of the highest vaccination rates in upstate New York at 75%, more than 16,000 people in the county are still not vaccinated. Local doctors and health officials in the Glen Falls area are urging everyone who isn't already to get vaccinated, and for those who are vaccinated, to get the booster. It's been a challenging few years for North Country businesses. Public health restrictions and changing consumer habits cut into revenue. Now, supply chain constraints and a labor shortage are increasing costs. Despite those hurdles, many local entrepreneurs are optimistic. Ryan Finnerty attended the recent Taste of the North Country trade show in Plattsburgh and brought back this report.
All politics is local, as the old saying goes, but in the modern economy, all commerce is global. Even a local mom-and-pop shop like Lakeside Coffee in Rouse's Point has a supply chain that snakes around the planet. Owner Norman Legue imports coffee beans from 9 different countries. Over the past year, he's had problems getting raw product from suppliers in East Africa.
In the latest, I'm not sure what the problem is. It's a coffee from Tanzania. We just asked, what can we replace it with? So we got a coffee from Malawi.
More mundane items like disposable cups for serving coffee have also been affected.
Plastic cups, we had issues getting plastic cups. We heard that there may be an issue with the coffee cups we order.
Tammy Bayshard has had trouble finding the glass and tin containers to sell maple syrup produced at Bayshard Sugar House in West Chazy.
Prices are going up and we can't get them, so we have to jump from company to company.
That hasn't impacted operations yet, but more expensive packaging has meant some small price increases for customers.
We've had to jump some prices up a little bit because of not being able to get what we need. It hasn't really impacted us that much because we've been able to buy quite a bit ahead. Like last year, I bought a couple pallets of glass just to make sure I had glass.
Norma Hill of Norma J's Cafe and Bake Shop in Plattsburgh says the shortages are having a major impact on her business.
Everything from paper to food products, and then the prices of things that you can get are double.
Despite those headwinds, optimism prevails. Owners like Norman Legue say business has been strong, fueled by an easing of pandemic restrictions and strong support for buying local products.
The local community has been humongously supportive of us. They're buying retail coffee from us. We're selling a lot more. There's a big push for shopping and eating locally and buying locally produced products. That all played very well for us.
Christy Kennedy with the North Country Chamber of Commerce says that optimism is evidenced by strong turnout for Taste of the North Country, despite health measures like a mask requirement.
people raise their hands, yes, how are we going to do it? What's it going to look like? I'm here, I'm ready to go. And it's the same way that they're talking about the economy. Things were rough. We band together. We're forming new partnerships, new ways of doing business. And, you know, we're coming out better. And it's very optimistic.
But there are still challenges. Norma Hill at Norma J's Bakery has been coping with another pandemic-induced shock, the labor shortage.
That's been very difficult.
I'll take one of those.
I don't know where everybody is.
She says it's taken almost a year to find all the employees needed for a full staff. Tammy Bayshard has been relying on friends and family to fill shifts at Bayshard Sugar House, but she and her husband Marvin pick up most of the slack.
We've had like nieces and people helping, and it's just, it's hard to find anybody else to work. We're working around the clock most of the time.
The labor crunch and higher price for input products may persist for some time. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says snarled supply chains and rising inflation may not subside until next year. Ryan Finnerty, North Country Public Radio, Plattsburgh.
I'd like to hear from you. I'm doing some reporting for a news story. Because this is my first winter in the North Country, and I'm interested to hear about how you stay connected with your community and stay active if you aren't really outdoorsy when it's cold and snowy. Email me, celia@ncpr.org. That's celia@ncpr.org. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. You can always get more news on our website, ncpr.org. Music today was from Dennis Gallagher of Keene and Eddie Lawrence of Moira. I'm Celia Clark, North Country Public Radio.